It is time once again for Sporting a Cause with Willie Hallahan, sportingacause.com. That's the website you can go to find out all these fundraising events that are intertwined and associated with athletic events. And, of course, the person who runs this website and is also on the air with us is Willie Hallahan. Good morning, Willie.
Good morning, Marshall. How are you doing?
Good. Looking at your site, you have a lot to talk about today.
This is by far the busiest week on my calendar of the whole year, and I'd better get right to it because there's a lot to cover. This afternoon, there are things people can do today. This is the first weekend of the Housatonic Heritage Walk program. It's a month long, and there are half a dozen things people can do, starting like at 1 o'clock this afternoon. There's a hike at Wakona Falls up in Dalton, Mass. There's a short, easy walk that encompasses the Shays Rebellion site on that portion of the Appalachian Trail in Sheffield. There's a tour of the Indian Village at Washington, Connecticut. There's a tour of the Hancock Shaker Village with a emphasis on geography up in that neck of the woods. So there's plenty to do up there. Today is also the Walk to End Alzheimer's in Litchfield. It was the subject of my blog this week. It's Alzheimer's largest fundraiser of the year. And that's being held at the White Memorial Conservation Center, and that starts at 1 o'clock. So people can take advantage of that after hearing us today on the air. I should mention that September is Childhood Cancer Awareness Month, and the Million Mile, a virtual event. It's a kind of a walk-a-thon, run-a-thon, bike-a-thon, whatever you want to do from the comfort of your own area. It's a fundraiser where you log all the miles that you walk, run, or bike over the month of September, solicit pledges, and hopefully at the end of September, the sum total will be a million miles and a lot of money for Alex's Lemonade Stand Foundation. Very worthy cause. Tomorrow, there are a couple golf tournaments going on. The Kent Fire Company Golf Tournament at the exclusive Bulls Bridge Golf Club. That benefits, of course, the Kent Fire Company. The same day, the BLN Charity Golf Tournament. The B stands for Brooks Todd McNeil Insurance Company. Litchfield is the L, Litchfield Bank Corp. And N stands for Northwest Community Bank, Torrington. These three companies have put on a golf tournament every year. They've raised a ton of money, like $500,000 over the years, for very worthy causes like the Susan B. Anthony Project, Fish of Northwest Connecticut, Community Kitchen, McCall Foundation, all very, very worthy causes. And then Tuesday, the next day, on the 10th, the Sharon Fire Department has their golf tournament over at the Sharon Country Club. Of course, the proceeds there benefit the fire company. And Thursday, the 12th, CoARC Opportunities Golf Tournament. ARC is an organization. It's a national organization that addresses the needs of the intellectually challenged. It's a very good organization, and there are three of them in our area, tri-state area, Marshall. The CoARC is the Columbia County ARC. Their golf tournament is at the Columbia Country Club over in Claverack, but there's LARC of ARC of Litchfield, and there's one in the Berkshires, all doing great work. They're all in my calendars for one reason or another. And then we get to Saturday, the 14th, and all heck breaks loose with all the things going on. There's the free-to-run trail races. That's up in Pittsfield at the State Forest. This is a multi-event race. There's a half marathon, a full marathon, and a 50-mile race. Can you imagine? And this benefits Free to Run, which is an organization which supports women and girls living in conflicted areas. Also next Saturday, the March On for Brain Injury Family Fun Walk. That's on the walkway over the Hudson. That's both put on by and for the benefit of the Brain Injury Association of New York State. The same day, Saturday, the Lee Founders Day 5K. Is held at Lee High School. It's part of the Lee Founders Day weekend. It's a four-day extravaganza, a big deal up in that neck of the woods, and the 5K is a part of that, and that benefits the Lee High School Wildcats cross-country team. Again on Saturday, the 14th, the VFW Post 296 has their golf tournament. This isn't to be confused with the Couch Pipa Post in Canaan, which we talk about a lot. This is the Winston version, and they're having their tournament over at Eastwoods Country Club in Torrington. Then we move on to Sunday, the 15th, for the Dutchess County Classic. This is a multi-race event. It moved to the Dutchess Community College, There's a 1 mile, a 5K, a half marathon, and a full marathon, which benefits the United Way of Dutchess. They moved so that the longer races could take advantage of the walkway over the Hudson and also the Dutchess Rail Trail. So there's a lot of scenery to be seen while you're running those outrageous distances. Also next Sunday, the Macedonia Trail Race at Macedonia Brook State Park in Kent. This is a multi-event event too. There's a 7.25 mile race, a 25K, and a 50K, and those benefit local charities. Also next Sunday on the 15th is a big event, the Josh Billings Runaground. This is a triathlon. It's built. They've been doing it for like 45 years. It's billed as the oldest triathlon that uses paddling in its water event. It's not a swim, it's a paddle. And I can't imagine the volunteers it takes to put this on, because it starts with a mass bicycle start. There'll be 500 bicycles starting in the Price Chopper parking lot up in Great Barrington. They quickly funnel down to single file. The recipe for disaster is everywhere, but it always seems to work out. It involves a Stockbridge Bowl, and they end up in Tanglewood. It's a big deal, and that benefits United Way of the Berkshires. On the same day, unfortunately, I say unfortunately because there's all these worthy things going on simultaneously almost. There's the Miles for Mo 5K. This is held at Camp Mo in Torrington. Mo is named after Emil Renzullo Jr., Mo for short. He passed away from leukemia at the age of 12. Apparently, I wish I'd known him, a very charismatic young man, and his parents started this race in his honor, and Camp Mo was named after him. And that raises money for scholarships for kids to go to Camp Mo and for other child-oriented causes. Also next Sunday, the 15th, the Lakeville Open Horse Show. This used to be held in Lakeville, but now it's held at Riga Meadow at Cole Farm in Millbrook. It's a really big horse show with many, many, many classes. It's a fundraiser because it costs money to get to participate, but it's free to go and watch, and that benefits the Lakeville Pony Club. And also next Sunday is the Walk in the Woods for Parkinson's, one of the many walk-a-thons that take place at White Memorial Conservation Center in Litchfield. That's put on by and benefits the Torrington Area Parkinson's Support Group. And if that wasn't enough, Marshall, the next Saturday and Sunday is the second weekend of the Heritage Walks. So if you add in the walks with everything else, there are over 40 things people can do between today and next Sunday.
And you didn't even mention the stuff that's coming up after that that's local, which is both the Swassa Tournament and the Salisbury Central School Golf Tournament.
Yeah. Yep, they'll be coming up soon enough. Yeah.
Man, it's amazing.
Yeah. The Salisbury Central School and Swassa will be the next Thursday and Saturday after that. So, things don't slow down a whole lot. Plenty to do.
And the Sharon Golf Tournament and the Salisbury Winter Sports Association Golf Tournament, we supply the hole-in-one for us.
That's right. Forgive me for not mentioning that. That's a big deal. All these events, I probably don't mention it enough, but any fundraiser event is possible because of the sponsorship of businesses. Without them, they tend to underwrite the expenses, and then whatever the entry fees are, that's gravy for the event. But without business sponsorships, there are no events, quite literally.
All right, so it's a busy week there, Willie, and next week is no slouch either.
No, right? No. As we head into the fall, we're busy.
And that's sportingacause.com. Willie, have a great weekend. We'll speak to you next week.
All right, Marshall. Thank you so much. Bye.